The U.S. pulled military forces out of Vietnam in 1975 and hasn't sold weapons systems there since. An official arms embargo has been in place since 1984 because of human rights concerns, although the U.S. and Vietnam normalized diplomatic relations in 1995. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the new policy after meeting with his Vietnamese counterpart in Washington. U.S. officials say the move is mainly designed to help Vietnam's Coast Guard and naval forces and is focused on defensive systems. But sales could also include what arms dealers and policy specialists call lethal maritime security capabilities. A State Department spokeswoman specifically said this is not aimed at China, although the Beijing government can't be happy about this development. China has territorial disputes in the South China Sea with a number of countries, including Vietnam. Tensions increased in recent months after China sent an oil rig into disputed waters around the Paracel Islands, waters where Vietnam claims ownership. State Department officials said sales of weapons and surveillance systems will be approved on a case-by-case basis and in close consultation with Congress. Bill Dorman, NPR News.